Talk. Thoughts on John 15. San Fernando, California, April 9th, 1910. Discourse by Mrs. E.G. White at San Fernando Academy. As I look at this company, I remember a letter that came to me when I was in Los Angeles, I think it was, telling me of this place. They tried to give some little description of it, and the word from me was, "Secure the place at once. For light has been given me that there are to be places all around that will be, as it were, forsaken, and nothing doing in them. They are for you." I do not know in just which room I spoke here first. I think it was a room above this one, a little chamber, to a little company which you could easily count. There were very, very few. But yet that did not disturb me at all, because I was sure that the Lord meant to work this field, that there was a field to be worked. And therefore I spoke a few words to them and told them what the Lord could do for them if they, on their part, would act their faith and carry out the light that God had given, that He had places selected through these different sections where they were not being used, and that God would bring these into our hands. Well, now we see this large company here in just one section of that which was presented before me. I am very glad to see you all. And I want to say to you that to every one that will follow on to know the Lord, it will be known that his going forth is prepared as the morning. Now when you see the preparation of the morning, it does not blaze right in upon you all at once, but it comes gradually until the sun shines out in its beauty. I want to read to you a few words from John 15. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." Verses 1, 2. I hope there will not be one here that will have to be taken away, not numbered with God's people. "And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." Verse 2. Some do not like it, but that is the very process that is going to bring everyone in right relation to God. Associating with the world, and in the world, and carrying on the work more or less with the world, you need every one of you to have a living connection with God. Why? He gave His only blessed Son for you, and for me, and for every soul upon the earth. He gave His only beloved Son, and you know to what. Christ laid aside His royal robe and kingly crown, and clothed Himself with humanity, and came a babe, to live the life on earth from babyhood up to His crucifixion. And when we consider what a sacrifice He has made, then we may consider that all the sacrifices we can make are of but very little estimation. I will continue to read. Verse 2. "He brings some trials upon you, and afflictions, to draw your mind to God and to heavenly things. Every soul He purchased with His own blood. Behold Him hanging upon the cross, the nails driven through His hands and through His feet. And there He hung, while those who had caused Him to hang there were mocking and deriding Him. Now we want to come into a condition where we shall glorify God. We want to be in a position where we can honor Him and show that we appreciate Him." Verses 1 to 5. "Then how important it is that parents should educate their children from childhood up, that these children shall be submissive to the parents, and the parents submissive to God. From the light God has given me, we want the reformation in our homes, so that the entire household shall be sanctified to God." Verses 6, 7. "Now these were among His very last promises before He was stretched on that cross of crucifixion. If ye abide in me." Mothers, children, students, all hear this. "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you, because you will not ask amiss." With an abiding Christ, with the glory of God in view, you will not make any mistake in asking the Lord. Verse 8. Now you can consider what the fruit is in words, in actions, in efforts to help every one that is around you, whoever they are, to help them to see more distinctly, to discern Christ more distinctly. And let your words be of such a character that you will not be ashamed to meet them when you meet Christ. Herein is my Father glorified. That is evidence of your discipleship.
Verses 9 and 10. It is no play work, no haphazard work, that the Christian has to perform. It is a solemn, sacred work from day to day, that he may give the right teaching and mold to the character of his children that shall be brought into the world. Christians are to be laborers together with God. As Christ has labored for us, we are to be laborers together with God. This is the very work, to bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I know there are some parents that carry the burden. I know there are some parents that plead with God in the morning, at noon, and at night. I know they plead with God most earnestly for their children, that they shall have the right mold of character, that Christ can look upon them with pleasure, that they will love Christ, and Christ will love them. Verses 10 to 12. What a Savior we have! If we love one another as Christ has loved us, if we are trying to serve Him and bring souls to Christ, we are laborers together with God, even though we have never set our foot in the pulpit. It is not the ministers merely, it is parents, fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters that are to work and walk in the family relation, to bring that family relation before God in such a way that the Lord will hear their petitions, and then labor right in the line of your prayers to bring them where they can honor and glorify Him. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Verse 12. This is my commandment, Christ says, and I hope that this congregation will carry that out to the letter. Why? Because you will be happy in this world. You will be happy under affliction. You will be happy in doing your best. You will be happy because you will appreciate the love of God, and gratitude will go out from your heart continually in thanksgiving to God. Verses 12 to 14. And if you work right, counter to the way that Christ worked, you are not His friends. God wants every one of you. Christ died for every one of you. He was crucified for every one of you, that you might have an entrance into the city of our God, that He might meet you there. Henceforth, I call you not servants. I have made known unto you. Verse 15. He brought it to you. It is in the world, the Bible. Ye have not chosen me. He should go and bring forth fruit. Verse 16. All heaven will come to your help. Angels of God will be round about every one of you who will try to work in harmony with the instruction of Jesus Christ, and they will preserve you from accident and harm many times when you know it not. And I want to tell you, afflictions will come as they came upon Christ, but you will remember the words, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. Verse 16. Now let us consider that. Let us consider every promise, that we are not asking merely in our human strength. If you could have seen what has been represented to me concerning the evil angels that have fallen from heaven because they would not concede to the God of heaven. They are in this world, and they are working unseen. They are hearing what I am saying today. They are right around about us. But God calls for a company that shall have faith that lays hold upon eternal realities, and that study His Word and search the Scriptures, and he will work from the little child up. He will use them. Parents must be careful how they deal with their children. Deal with them in such a way that they will remember that they are God's property, and that they must not allow Satan to take possession of their minds and characters, because their characters must appear as God wants them to appear, in harmony with the one who has given his only begotten Son for the life of the world. He came down into this world as a child, and he gave his life because sinners would not let him live. He gave his life, and he wants you to read this book. He wants you to put away all your novels and lovesick stories out of the house. I will not let one remain if I see it in my house. Why? Why, I have a voice here. I have a lesson book. I cannot afford to bring this trash into my mind. I cannot afford it. I have only one life to live, and that life will determine my future. Eternal life in the kingdom of glory. If I ever get there, it will be through humble obedience to do the will of God, not to have my own way. Teach your children that they are not to have their own way. But it is not by pounding their flesh that you will teach them that they are not to have their own way. Take them aside, kneel down with them, ask God to soften and subdue their hearts. Ask God to let the presence of his angels be round about the children as they go out and come in. Unless he kept them, you have no idea how things would come out with them. Angels of God are appointed to guard the children. Parents, will you act your part in the home? Will you pray with your children and teach them the way of the Lord? God help us that we may be converted daily, and then we shall understand the working of the Holy Spirit of God. This is my commandment, that ye love one another. Will we remember this? We must remember that all are God's property, and we must not hate anyone, but try to help them, everyone to help the next one. We are not to love their evil works, but it is the one another, the living agency, that God is speaking of. And he wants these living agencies to be brought into harmony one with another, to help one another as best they can. We want all the power that God can give us, and he can give us power that will make impressions. How do you feel? Says one, often and often. Do you feel strong enough to reach the several hundred that have come out to hear? No, I say, I do not. I do not depend on myself. If God does not give me strength when I get upon my feet, I will sit down and say I have not strength to speak. But I want to tell you we have too little trust in God, too little faith. I do want God to be glorified. I want that we shall have an increase of faith, that we should lay hold upon that one who died on Calvary's cross. When one thief was berating Christ with the words, "Save thyself and save us," the other one said, "Lord, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" He said, "I say unto you today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." Luke 23, verse 39 to 43. He honored his faith. John 15, verse 19. That means the world. There are those that respect them, although they have no religion themselves. But I want to tell you that it is best for every one of us to hide ourselves in Jesus Christ. I want to tell every one of you to lay hold upon the hope set before you in the gospel. If Christ has not given you instruction enough, I want to know where you can get it. Verses 20 to 27. Now, there is a great deal in that chapter, and we want every one of us to respect Christ, to have faith in Christ, to lay our helpless souls in hope upon the promises of Christ, and then act out those promises to the world. I have an intense desire that every soul possible shall come to a knowledge of the truth. If I had not, I would not have continued my labors east and west, in foreign countries, although I am now in my 83rd year. Yet I have faith. I know him. I know him, and I know that he will never leave me. If I go forward in his name, he will be my support. I have wrestled all night in pain sometimes, and it seemed impossible for me to go before the people. But I dared not show unbelief, and God has helped me. Only recently I have stood before them when it seemed that I could not stand upon my feet, and the Lord has sustained me every moment. I know him, because he has fulfilled his word to me. And I want to say to you, parents, do your duty to your children, for there are a great many who neglect their duties to their children. Do not scold and fret at them. That will not save them at all. But take them right away and pray with them. Ask God to help them, and he will hear your prayers, and it will impress the children more than all the whipping that you could give them. It will help them, and God will unite your hearts with theirs. Oh, let us seek with all our hearts to represent Christ in our lives. Begin at home, and let the home life be a sacred one where God can come in and where he can let the influence of his Spirit rest upon the children, and where they will be under the influence of the Spirit of God. But if you show any passion, lifting your hand to the children, it would put the devil into them, and they would not care what they did. Now the enemy is at work for the children, and let the parents work with all their powers and their influence to train the children. This is quite a company of children, and what intense interest should be in the minds of the parents. God wants you, children.
When the Master was upon earth, upon one occasion they brought the children to him. We cannot tell what the burden was that was upon the mothers, but they felt that they could not bear the trouble any longer. So one family after another gathered up their children, and they would meet their neighbors and tell them where they were going, and another would join them. And when they came up, there was Christ teaching and educating in the field. Do you suppose he did not know who was coming to him? The disciples were sending them away, saying that the Master could not be troubled. Here he is giving a discourse to the people. Christ catches it, and he says, "Forbid them not. Let the children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 19, verse 14. I thank the Lord that we have a Savior. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that we have a Savior today. And he knows every trouble and every affliction that comes upon the soul, and he is ready to help you if you will be helped. I see life for us, and I may have the opportunity to speak to you on some other part of it. The enemy is gathering up all his forces and powers to work at the present time to divert minds, and there will be woven into writings the most precious, intelligent words. Well, you will say, how do you do that? Who are they? Angels fallen from heaven. The highest angel rebelled because he could not have the highest place in heaven, and therefore there was war in heaven, and he was turned out upon the earth. And I suppose he is hearing what I say today. Do you think that these evil angels cannot weave in the knowledge they had in the heavenly courts? They will put in the most intelligent sentences here and there. People will say, do you think that anyone that can write like that can put in such beautiful sentences, is not a Christian? They will make that as a plea, and it is coming to the time when the world will be filled with such publications. They will take this Bible and pick out sentences and put something else in the place of these. They are going to do this. I tell you that Lucifer, who fell from heaven, is a busy workman. He is working with all his power, and so are all those fallen angels, and they are highly educated. Did they lose all their education? They took their education and brought it along with them, that they might use it to grasp souls. They can make the plea of their wonderful intelligence, and we want to become intelligent too, that we may be able to meet the powers of darkness, not by changing the word, but by the very word of God we can meet them. In 2 Peter, we have the assurance that if we comply with the requirements, adding to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity, that we shall never fall. Now remember that. There is the everlasting insurance. Ye shall never fall. If we live on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace. 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 10. We want more religion, more humility, more meekness, to lay right hold of the Mighty One. And you can have it if you will. God gives it to you, for an everlasting inheritance is prepared for those who will follow on to know the Lord. I want to say to every soul, let us be converted daily. It is a daily conversion that we need to meet these powers of darkness. And if we have a daily conversion, we shall never fall. Why should you not follow on to know the Lord? He is everything to you. His power, His grace, His godliness are all to you. He will work for you. And He wants every teacher that is here today, who instructs the minds of youth, to keep the heavenly agencies awake in their minds in such a way that it will have an influence upon them. I want heaven. I want to see the King in His beauty. I want to behold His matchless charms. I want the crown that I can lay at His feet. I want the harp that I can sing His praises. I want to enter in through the gates into the city and have right to the tree of life. I want that He should lead me under the tree of life, and that He shall place the fruit in my hands and in your hands. I want you to be there. And now I will not hold any longer, but I will say to teachers, remember, do not leave a wrong impression on the minds of scholars. I say to the parents, bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and let the love of Christ abide in the heart, and angels of God will manifest themselves unto you and unto the one you are trying to save. Salvation, salvation, salvation is worth everything to us. Do not make littleness of heaven. I beg of you to bring heaven into your hearts by studying the Scriptures. May God help every one of you. Will you try? If you will, rise to your feet. Amen and amen. Now I will offer a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we present these souls to Thee as those that have expressed themselves that they want to be Thy children and Thy servants. Encircle them in the arms of Thy love, I beseech Thee, and make an impression on the minds and hearts of Thy people by the words that I have tried to give them. And I ask of Thee to teach fathers and mothers how to lead their children to the very God of heaven by their instruction, and that at last they will be transferred into the city of God, there to see the King in His beauty. Amen.